It's time for Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On the program today, we are going to focus on the Motherload Regional Juvenile Detention Facility. It's one of the newer facilities overseen by Tuolumne County Government coming online in 2017. We're going to hear a little bit about the history of the facility, how it operates, what it costs to run, and any changes that could be coming. On the program, we have the Chief Probation Officer for Tuolumne County, Dan Hawks, the Facility Superintendent, Annie Hockett, and the Board Chair of the Tuolumne County Supervisor, Ryan Campbell. So good morning to all three of you, and thank you for joining us today.
Morning, BJ.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I'll start first with Supervisor Campbell. As mentioned, the Motherload Regional Juvenile Detention Facility has been running for a few years now, first taking youth in 2017. What are your thoughts on the facility as we sit and talk here this morning?
Yeah, when it started, it started with the idea of producing better outcomes for our kids. So a little bit of history for you is the way that juvenile offenders in Tuolumne County were received their sentences is that they were taken by bus, essentially, out of the county to different facilities in different counties. They were taken away from their families, away from their support structures locally, and that's how it was for many, many years in Tuolumne County. And so over the course of more than a decade, there was an effort made to have our own local regional juvenile detention facility. And we were able to achieve that. I think the first juvenile inmates were in April 2017. And so the outcomes for our local kids have been better every year since then. There was a perception in the public and in many ways is true, is while the detention facility produced much better outcomes for our kids, we didn't have the financial side of it worked out when it opened. And so our county and really Dan and Annie and our CAO Tracy Riggs deserve a lot of credit in hearing the comments from the community and getting much better control over the finances. We have MOUs or agreements with four other counties, Mariposa, Calaveras, Amador, Inyo, and we're really rocking and rolling. We have an amazing probation department in Tuolumne County, truly a model for the state. For a county of our size to be able to provide the kind of services to these kids who, you know, come from backgrounds that very disadvantaged backgrounds, situations that are extremely difficult to rise above. We are doing that for our kids here in Tuolumne County. And we've become a model for the state, and I just really can't say enough for the work that probation has done under Dan's leadership.
Seems that most everybody in the community has some type of opinion, pro or con, about the juvenile hall when it was constructed. Has your opinion at all kind of evolved over time as a supervisor?
I would say I never questioned that the idea of having a local source of juvenile probation program was the right way to go. Because as I said before, when you take kids away from their support network, from their friends, from their family, family members having to drive 3 to 4, even 5 hours to go see these kids, it can be very harmful. And you see higher recidivism, you see poor outcomes, and in general, you know, once kids get into the system, you know, the statistics show us that their chances of, you know, graduating to more severe crimes, you know, when they turn 18, entering the criminal penitentiary system, it becomes much higher. And so we needed to do something to change that tide. And I think the way we deal with juvenile crime and youth that are getting into trouble has evolved significantly in California in just the past 10 years. And Tuolumne County is at the head of that wave, I think, in many, many ways.
Turn over to Dan Hawks, who is the Chief Probation Officer for Tuolumne County. And Chief Probation Officer Hawks, this is the first time we've had you on Motherlode Views in this role. So anybody who's unfamiliar, what is your background?
Well, I've been with the County Probation Department for going on 21 years now. I started out, I went to college in Chico. I became a teacher, ended up working with some probation officers as a teacher, and realized that that career appealed to me a lot more than what I was doing at the time. And I saw an opportunity here in Tuolumne County, applied, worked as a juvenile probation officer for 5 years, worked my way through the ranks. I've been, at the management level for over 15 years. I do have to say, backing up just a little bit, I am very humbled by what Supervisor Campbell said. And I did inherit a great probation department, and I did inherit a great juvenile facility. I can't take full responsibility for being the one that did all that. There were so many people that have, worked on this plan for years and have built this great facility. Chief Downey, chief among them, really, did a great job in putting together the best facility in the state and really a model facility. And I'm humbled and very blessed to be in this position to, continue to run that facility and provide that service to our youth. That being said, I do think that there's some truth to what Supervisor Campbell said, that maybe we were, ignoring or not paying close enough attention to the bottom line. And, we had to live within our means. And that was the challenge that was put to me, shortly after inheriting this job, was to come up with improved revenues and to make this facility truly a regional facility, I believe. And that was the original goal all along, was to provide a housing facility for multiple counties, the counties in this region with similar youth and similar needs. And, fortunately, we've been able to work with those chiefs and build those relationships up and get those contract commitments. So now that we are truly running a regional facility and generating revenue, that I really believe at this point we're saving the county money, in my opinion, by having this facility. When we look at last year when we looked at what it would cost to put our youth elsewhere, the kinds of services and programs they would need, it's to enter into contracts for the youth that we were just dealing with at the time that we were looking at closing, we really would be spending a lot more money for a lot, lesser of services and quality of services for our youth. So I'm very fortunate that things worked out, I think it's benefited the county, and I think that we've got a good thing going now.
Do you have the figures offhand, how much it does cost to run and operate the facility each year?
It's a little over $1 million operationally. But, we have to provide detention services regardless of, whether or not we have the facility. So for us, it would mean, the ability to anticipate that cost is difficult. Knowing past detention numbers wise, how many youth we could expect to have in custody, how many contracts we would need to have in place, it would, at this point, just using our past years to as a guide to measure, it would take at least that much.
So what type of partnerships are in place with like neighboring counties to house their inmates or youth as well?
Well, Calaveras County is our biggest partner user, and they're also our closest county. And they were the one county I think that was missing beforehand, before we really got that contract in place. And we knew that once we started getting them to our facility, that we would win them over with the quality of service that they receive here. And that's absolutely been the case. And Annie can probably speak more to the actual numbers that we've had from various counties. I don't know if she has that data in front of her.
Yeah, well, I can speak to just kind of that utilization rate and looking at kind of our first full year of operation and comparing it to last fiscal year, we had a 285% increase in the number of out-of-county youth that we served. And coinciding with that, a 350% increase in the total number of days that those out-of-county youth were served at our facility. So I think that really speaks to what Dan mentioned about counties being very satisfied with the services. They're seeing their kids get the treatment services that they need to be successful and reintegrate. And so, and I think those numbers will continue to climb as we continue to operate.
Pick up on this.
And the crazy thing I think to add to that is that we increased the cost or the rate. We in negotiating new deals with those counties, we actually increased the cost to make it more in line with what our actual costs were. So, they went from $100 a day to $150 a day for guaranteed beds and $175 a day for non-guaranteed beds. And so what we've seen is like a huge increase in the amount of youth coming from those counties, and they're actually paying more for that service than they were previously. So, I mean, that speaks really to their willingness to commit and understand that this is a facility they need, you know, for the long term, and this is a need for the whole area, the region. It's not just Tuolumne County. And that being said, too, we had, you know, first and foremost, Chief Judy, who actually has a little facility already, a two-bed facility there, but he realizes that he needs, you know, at times a facility like ours for secure housing for more, you know, serious youth and longer term commitments. And so he was the first chief to step up and voluntarily increase his commitment and put forward a greater amount and dedicate $200,000 towards our cause, and that was huge. And it also set the example for those other chiefs too that we work with that, time to step up and pay for the service that they're getting. And they did so willingly. And, you know, we work together to make that happen.
Need to take a quick break. We're talking about the Motherlode Regional Juvenile Detention Facility on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Joined on the program by Dan Hawks, who is the facility, the Chief Probation Officer for Tuolumne County. Also Annie Hockett, the Facility Superintendent, and the Board Chair of the Supervisors, Ryan Campbell. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.